We're learning Masech Lizivam Mestaf Chav Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Sugya, the Machlek is Rav and Rav Yechanan, which discussed the Inyan of Nesram by a Chayz Zukukasai. The Rav held there's no din of Nesra by a Chayz Zukukasai. If you have two brothers marry two sisters and they die, and now the third brother cannot be miyam either of them because he aged zika. But if either one of the sisters would die, he's allowed to marry the remaining one. You don't say nesrits derabanan. Hashengen abeichan and held is a chilek. If the sister that was neifel first dies, so he can't marry the second one because it's nesr. The sister that was neifel second dies, then he could marry the first one because that's hutcha v'nesr v'chaz v'hutcha. When she was neifel ibam, she was mutter. Then when a sister was neifel ibam, she became aser. Now the sister died, she's hutcha v'nesr v'chaz v'hutcha. So Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yisimachina asks the Kashayla to Rabbi Yechanan that in our Mishnah you have two brothers are married to two sisters and they died, and the remaining two brothers, the Arba Achen, the remaining two brothers, Acholtzis v'loy misyabes, they cannot be miyabim. So Rabbi Yisimachina asks Rabbi Yechanan, if you hold that there's a din of hutcha v'nesa v'chazah v'hutcha, that's mutter. So here it should be mutter also. Because if the first one that's chaletzes is the one that was neifel second, so the one that was neifel first, before her sister was neifel, she was hutcha, then her sister got chalitza, then her sister was neifel, she was nesra, then her sister got chalitza, she was chazav hutcha. So why don't we say, chaletzes v'leim misyabmais, why don't we say that the one brother should be chaletz, the one that was neifel second, and then the second brother could be miyabim, the one that's neifel first. As I fact, the Gemara of the Kasha, the Gemara goes through several possibilities and an answer, but Rabbi Yechanan's answer was a chayis any day in Mishana. In other words, he doesn't agree with the Mishnah. He doesn't think it's an authoritative Mishnah. Now, the Gemara in the middle asks the Shaila, maybe it's Gzeirah Dilma Kadam Echolot Zerushayna Beresha. Maybe we don't allow the one brother to be chayilis, the one that was neifel second, first, and then the other brother would allow to be miyabim, the one that was neifel first, because we're afraid maybe they'll reverse the order, and then she'll be aser. And the Gemara answered, v'lei misyam misktani, the leka didn't even klap. Which means that Einach and Ami would make that gzeira lechatchila, but for whatever reason the Gemara didn't assume we'd be able to make that gzeira b'di'evet. So lechatchila we might tell them to be chaltzes, but then we wouldn't say v'lei misyabmais, because if by some chance the chalitza was done to the one that was neifel second, and then the other one says, hey, now that the chalitza was done already to the one that was neifel second, maybe I can miyam the one that was neifel first, we would allow him to be miyam. Just lechatchila we tell both of them to be chaltzes. So that's what lechayra should be the halacha of the Mishnah. Now when two brothers are married to two sisters and they die, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the halacha should be that lechatchila we would tell them to be chaylitz. It's not clear that that's lemaskana, but that's possible. But if it happens to be that the first brother was chaylitz, the second one, so now the second brother can miyam the first one. So Eshtins, discussing halacha lemais of the sugya, the Rif and the Rosh, when they bring down the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, that Rav said, Mesa Rishayna Mutta Bishniya Mesa Shniya, Kol Shikain Mesa Shniya Mutta Birishayna. And Rabbi Yechanan said that Mesa Shniya Mutta Birishayna, but Mesa Rishayna Asa Bishniya, because of Nesra, it's only Mesa Shniya Mutta Birishayna Al Suchiv Nesra because of Ahutra. So they bring down that whole machlekes by Mesa, and they say, V'halacha Ka Rabbi Yechanan. And they don't bring down anything more in the Gemara. And as far as the Mishnah was brought down Kitzirasa. Arba Achen, Shnayim Mem Mesuyin Shnei Achayis, Umeisen Mesuyin Es Achayis, El Achayis Loi Mesiyad Meisim, Kanu Mekansi Yetziu. And they don't make any comment. Sometimes they bring a Mishnah, and then they would discuss the Gemara's discussion on the Mishnah, but they don't. Seemingly, they left the Mishnah Kitzirasa. Now it seemed to hold that they passed like the Mishnah. But yet, here they passed like Rabbi Yechanan, Akapana by Mesa, and they don't bring the Shakla V'tayim of the Gemara that Rabbi Yechanan was asked the Kasha. And he said, "Any day in Mishanan, the chayrin's very shver." It sounds like the Rif and the Rosh are passing like Rabbi Yechanan, but nevertheless, they pass like the Mishnah Ketzirasa, which the Gemara said doesn't stim. So first, the Rashba tells the Chanis Kasha about the Rif, and the same, the Rashi brings exactly the Rif. And first he wants to say that maybe we could answer, even though the Gemara didn't say this answer, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold this way, but maybe the Rif and the Rash didn't want to be Deicha the Stam Mishnah, even though Rabbi Yochanan did, and held that this Gzeirah, Dil Mekadim Echolitz Rishayin and Bereisha, would apply even B'di'evet. By Misa, they wouldn't make a Gzeirah, but by Chalitza, the fact that they didn't want one to be Chalitz, and the other one to be Miyabim, because they might reverse the order, maybe they were Makban on that even B'di'evet. But the thing the Rashi fell off this time is the next case. Because the Mishnah says, if let's say the two brothers that are married to two sisters, one of the sisters is an Issa Erva to one of the remaining brothers, so she's not Zakuka to that brother, so that brother would be allowed to marry the other sister. And the other brother be Asa Bishneim. And the Gemara says, why? Why would the other brother be Asa Bishneim? Once the brother that one of them is an Ervitim is Miyabim, and that he's allowed to do, he's Miyabim, the sister that's not an Ervitim. So let the other sister be a Hutchu Vinesha Vachazu Vahutchum, and the brother should be able to be Miyabim. And the Gemara's answer is, this other, the woman that is not the Chamaisa, in other words, the woman which the one who is allowed to be Miyabim because the other one is Chamaisa, was Miyabim, was actually Neifel first. So the one that's an Ervitim was Neifel second, and she's Nesra on the other one, not Hutcha Venesra. So Kumta is right, we have a din of the Mishnah. Ha'is Achsen Asur Al-Achad, Ha'is Achsen Asur Al-Achad Isur Erva. There's an Akimta. There's an Akimta. It's only in the case, the Sheni is only Asa Bishnehen when the non-Erva was Neifel first, and the Erva was Neifel second. So he can't marry the Erva because it was Nesra. But if the Erva was Neifel first, and the non-Erva was Neifel second, so after the one who it's an Erva on, the son-in-law, is Miyamim the non-mother-in-law, so then the mother-in-law is Hutcha Vinesha to the Sheni, and it's Taka Mutter. And the Rif and the Rosh should have brought down this Gemara to make this akim to the Schiddish Din in the Mishnah. And the Gemara is Mavur, here there's no Xeri B'chlal. So Mikayach that, the Rashba says, in other Teretz, that the Rif and the Rosh hold, Rabbi Yochanan himself was the Misa L'chayesh. Rabbi Yochanan did not hold the Vassal of Atta Litzis Yivamim. But in order to that sign the Stam Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have an Eitzah. We could say Asul Avato Mitzis Yivamin Ulamisa Chayish, and that the Gemara's Mavur would be a din even b'di'evet. Even after one is fail, it's one of them, and now there's no longer a problem of Bittul Mitzis Yivamin. But since Bittul Mitzis Yivamin is something which people don't understand well, so Chazal, in order to make sure it's kept, took away the whole din Yivam. In any case, there was a possibility of Bittul Mitzis Yivamin. And that would apply by the Chamaisa also, just like after he's Chalitz, we still don't allow the other one to Miyam, even though there's no Shash Abitul Mitzvahman anymore, because we're afraid he might be Miyam before. And so too, by the Chamaisa also, we don't allow him to be Miyam even after the other one was Miyubim by the other one, because Abitul Mitzvahman. So that's the Teretz that the Rashi begins to explain the Rif, and this would explain the Rosh as well. Rabbi Yochanan himself was the Misa L'chayesh. He didn't hold there was a din in Bittul Mitzvah Sivamin Achkapanim when the two brothers, there's no Bittul Mitzvah Sivamin L'Misa L'chayesh. But we pass from like the Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah. So we pass in Bittul Mitzvah Sivamin. That's how it seems with Apsak like Rabbi Yochanan. But this is for the Rif and the Rosh. The Rambam, and who within the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin's like the Rambam, doesn't pass from like the Mishnah. The Rambam says, Mamish like we explained, that L'chatchil Shneim Choltzeis. L'chatchila, we tell them to be chayletz. But if, let's say, one of them dies, or if b'di'evet, one of them was nechlatz, if it's the second one that was chalatz, then the first one becomes mutter. It's hutcha v'nesha v'chazu v'hutcha. Who had been, the Rambam brings down, this is all in Perek Zayin, the first one in Alacha Gimel, the second one in Alacha Hay, that if one is an erva on one, if it's the first one was an erva on one of them, so she's muteris to the other brothers after he's miyam nachaisa, such a vanessa v'chazu v'hutcha. If it's the second one, that's the erva. So even after he's miyam the non-erva, the erva cannot be misyam, she's nesra. So the Rambam is very good. He passes like a Vechanan, and he adjusts the halacha. He does not write the Mishnah. He writes these halachas, lechatchilah shneim chalitzos, but the Eved wants one is chalitz, the second one, then the first, then you could be miyam in the first one. And who would then buy the, if one of them is an Erev on one of them, if the Erev was neifel first, he could be miyam in the second one, and then the brother could be miyam in the Erev al tzotch of nesu v'chaz of a hutchu. Gvaldik. But there's one major problem with the Rambam. The Rambam does quote the Mishnah, in kadmu v'kansu mitziin aysa miyadam. If in the Eved they both are miyamim, you might see an isa miyadam. So here's the problem. The one that was Nesra, I understand. The one that was Nefel second, whoever ended up with her, might see an isa miyadam. She was Nesra. But the one that was Nefel first, now that there was already a yibum on the one that was Nefel second, she's no longer a chayzikukatim, so she'll be hutcha v'nesra v'chazav hutcha. What's the difference if he was chaylitz, the one that was neifel, second, and now we say, oh, once you chaylitz the one that's neifel second, so then the other brother can miyam the one that was neifel first, he's hutcha v'nesa v'chaz v'hutcha. So then who would then, if he's miyamim the one that's neifel second, it's be'isr, he'll have to divorce her, fine, mitziya neisa miyadei, but the other one now could be miyamim the one that was neifel first. It's what you've been asked of a chaz of a hutcha. What should be the chilek? As well, you can ask a kasha in svara. Now, besides asking a kasha in svara, it's also a mefurish in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says that why don't we say the reason why it's chaltzis v'leim misyambis is because you don't know which one is neifel bereisha. That was the Gemara's kasha bechen. I have a good teretz for you. The Mishnah is talking about we have no idea who was neifel first. First, the Gemara asked, they were neifel b'vasachas. So they're both, no one's hutcha v'nesha, v'yisad l'sasam atanaka v'yisegluvi. Fine. So why don't we say we don't know who was first? They seem to have died b'vas achas. So now you can't be matter anyone else hutcha v'nesha because you don't know which one is hutcha v'nesha. So let's break the Gemara. So what was the Gemara's teretz? And the problem is, what's imkansu mitzi and eisim yadam? Since you don't know which one's first, so the one that was kindest first, mitzi and eisim yadam. Because she, at the time he was kindness, was vada in achay zekuka. And you make a knas, he married an achay zekuka without any possible heter, so you'll make a knas. But the one that married second, him you don't know. It's possible that it was mutter, that's what the Gemara says. He could say, I'm the one that was neifel first. So it's possible she was hutcha v'nesa v'chazav hutcha. State in the Gemara, first of all, the Chayyim stating Amar Mefurish that if you'd know which one was Neifel first, he'd like to be Miyam after the one that was Neifel second. That's first of all. And second of all, it's Eim Metziyin Miyadai. You have the Hutch of Nesha V'chaz of Hutch Al-Kapanim that it's Eim Metziyin. And the Rambam Baskin's Metziyin. So the Rambam doesn't stem with the Gemara. So it's really two kashas. It's a kasha in Svara. Why shouldn't we say by Yibam, even though the first one that's Miyabim did the wrong thing, either way, and Mimela, Yishim makes him Miyadai. And if the first one happened to Miyabin, the one that was Neifel first, so then the second one also married the one that was Nestor. So you might say Yishim Miyadai. That makes sense. But if the first one was Miyabin, the one that was Neifel second, so then at that point the Rambam should say, Vimkanas. Not kavu v'kansu mitzi neisu miyadei, which that was the problem. That's Rabbi Yechonon said he doesn't stem with the Mishnah. It should have said that if b'di'evet one was miyadim and it was miyadim the one that happened to be neifel second. Now the other one could be miyadim the one that was neifel first. Also, the Magen Mishnah teaches the Rambam because the Rambam mitchila when he first starts his halachas he says two cases. He says a case you don't know which one was neifel first, and he says a case where you know which one was neifel first. So the Magen Mishnah says, is going back on both cases. Also in the case we don't know. The Gemara says, Mefurish, in that case you're not Meitzi from the Sheni. So Achrein the Master's Kasha, the Taisis Yontif on the Mishnayis, and the Beis Shmuel, Simon Kufay and Hesiv Katan Dalit. But like I said, in order to answer the Kasha, Achreinim go to answer the Kasha, the Arsameach, and the Kunjuzikis Islamit, the Mimesh and Simon Ches, and the Mishnah Sabarin, and Baron Kotlin, the Shia Simon Yud Ches. They say a teretz. But there's really two kashas. One kasha is, what should be the svar? Why wouldn't you have a hutcha v'nesa v'chaz v'hutcha if one of them was Miyamin, the one that was Neifel second, just like if he's Chayla to one that was Neifel second, why not Yibo? And the second question is, how do you stand with Agamar? Agamar is Mefurish that there is no Chiluk. So I'm just going to say over the Ikkis Svar of the Achrayim, I think they all were saying the same Svar. Why in Svar it's not Shver? Had to stim the Gemara, or had to say that it's totally in a Shaila and the Rambam pass, and this Gemara had to name on one Anacha, and the Rambam pass on like a different Gemara and named on a different Anacha. Kedarka had the answer in the Rambam, we're not going to go into the Cheshbon. But just what is the Chiluk between Yibam and Chalitza? It's based on the Gemara in the fifth Perek. The Gemara in the fifth Perek discusses, what's the din if the Yavama receives the get, and now her chalitza is a chalitza psula, and then she gets chalitza, so it works. For her, it definitely works. We learned recently the sugya of chalitza psula. We had the case by Achais Chalutza, where Rav said, Shri Chalakza Baal Kabanim. Let's say, the Rambam Lamaisa didn't pass him like Rav, the Rambam passed him like Shmuel, and made a chalutza lemifta nafsha and lemifta tzara. Al Kabanim, a chalitza psula works. But what about a bia psula? What about if somebody, if the Yavama receives a get, and now you're not allowed to be miyabmer, and then he is miyabim her. Be'isser. So, of course, they have to get divorced. But the Gemara is mavur there that they still need chalitza. By a bia psula, you still need chalitza. Even the pater herself, she still needs chalitza. So, Mamela, it makes sense if by a bia, now it's not 100% clear that a bia of achayza kuka is a bia psula. But you could zicha hear that way in Svara. If you are miyabim and achayza kuka, so just like when you miyabim a balas get, you gave a get to a yavama and ayin alabi miyabim her. So the bia is a bia psula, and she needs chalitza. She's a get and chalitza. So you could zicha hear in Svara that a chayza kuka should be the same thing. Hayesh, she took away the zikas yibim ba'ifin, that now she can't be miyabim. And you miyabim. So the yibim doesn't work. It works avada that you need to get, but it doesn't work to remove the zika, and you still need chalitza. So if that's true, that this woman still needs chalitza from one of the brothers, so then it could make sense that she's still an achayza kuka to the other brother. She's not, the zika is not ice. It's not daimit to chalitza. When one brother gave to chalitza, she's finished. If you owe chalitza psula, ain't sarach lakza, which Rabbi Yechonon holds in the Rambam Paschas that way, so she's finished. So she's no longer kuka. So the other brother can marry his sisters. The other brother, her sister, is not an achayz chalitza, he didn't give the chalitza. She's not an achayz kuka, her zika is off. But if it was a bia, a yibum, and the halacha is a bia after a get, and we'll say, who would then achayz the kuka? Needs chalitza. So good. So the bia didn't make her achayz the kuka. So the other one did it bia and achayz the kuka. So neilas, mitzin eis mi adam. That's the teretz. Now the question is, so why did the Gemara say this teretz? This Gemara clearly didn't hold that way. This Gemara held that even after a bia, the zika is completely off, and the other brother could be miyamim. And if we don't know which one, I'll kapan him to the Evan. He could say that he was miyam the right one and emitzim the other. So there, each one has their own mahalach, whether to learn up that this Gemara is different or was telling in a different shaila for whatever reason. But the kids, and that's how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins, like we said, the Riff and the Rosh, although they paskin like a Yechonon in the case of Mesa, but in the case of Chalitza, they seem to paskin like the Mishnah, and the most obvious teretz is the Rashba's teretz, and they also paskin also about the Mitzvah Yavamin. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch does go with her Yechonon, that when there were chaylitz to shnia, the rishayna becomes mutter, and who would then, if the erva was the shnia, and the one who the erva was to was miyamim the non-erva, nachum, the erva was the rishayna, and he was miyamim the non-erva, so then the erva becomes mutter to the other one, al tzotche v'nesha v'chazav v'hutra, and that's all the pasuk in the Rambam. Just one thing the Rambam says, is kanu v'kanzu mitzina yisimiyadam, he doesn't allow the one brother to be miyam the shnia after the other brother was miyam the rishayna, and the Gemara seems to say klar according to Rebbechon and you would allow, and the Achrayim answer the kasha. One interesting thing also about the Rambam Sakim Kanvu Kansu Mitzian is it's not like the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis. The Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, we have this whole sugi here. What did Beis Shammai hold? The Mishnah says that Mkav Mekansu Mitzir, and then Rabbi Elazar said Beis Shammai Mekaimu Besilai Mitzir, and then the Gemara brings the Braisa that Rabbi Shimon Mekaimu, and then the Braisa says that Rabbi Shol Eimer Kalai Lemishilu Mizet. Okay, Hillel was Mekel, Beis Shammai was Machmir. So the Braisa brings Rabbi Shimon that says Yekaimu, and also that Rabbi Shol says Besilu is the one that holds Yekaimu. So the interesting Pirush Mishnah is the Rambam. He writes like this. He says, "Va'amru kan yikaimu l'divu b'shamay, amnam ein se eladas b'sila." It says here, "B'shamay holds yikaimu." No, really, it's b'sila that holds yikaimu. That's what he says. And the Tepusis says, "Ein se das b'sila," but I saw an older Tepus, "Ein se eladas b'sila," and that's what the Hemshech of the Rambam is mavur. And he writes like this: "Ikat slenu." Beishamay b'makim beishilal ain't a mishnah. We all beishamay b'makim beishilal ain't a mishnah. Ritzayin leimer. What does it mean beishamay b'makim beishilal ain't a mishnah? So normally you'd say what it means is that we don't pass like beishamay. But he says a whole different chat. Ritzayin leimer calls man shenimse beishamay mekil and beishilal machmir. Anytime you find beishamay mekil beishilal machmir, v'zehebecham afursim misrosam, and that's the opposite of what's usually done. Usually, Beishamay is Machmir, Beisil is Mekel. Lefinich tei deshamishnim utas, v'shadavam yuchas leBeishamay. And really, then you should know that it's a mistake, and that really Beishamay is the Machmir. If you find Beishamay being Mekel, that's epic before some, you should know it's a mistake. Amnu v'chutzman amakayim v'samanayim shemikula Beishamay v'chum v'Beisil. But that's, besides for the places which are mentioned, which are counted, which it means, in Masechtas Idias, they have a whole list of Chumim Beishamay Kabbasil. Of course, that doesn't count. But otherwise, yeah. Well, the Thichat Psak Halacha Bekan Yikaimu. And therefore, the Psak is Yikaimu, because that's what Beisil holds. Now, the Rav also is Matik the Rambam, and he explains a little bit. How does Beishamay B'makam Beisil Ein Mishnah mean that it can't be that Beishamay is Mekel and Beisil is Machmir? So he says like this. He says, what's the Makam of Beisil? The Makam of Beisil is to be Mekel. What's the makam of Beishamay? The makam of Beishamay is to be machmer. Beishamay, if you find Beishamay, the makam Beisil, meaning being machmer, which is being mekel, which is Beisil's makam, ain't a mishnah. It's incorrect. It's wrong. It's a mistake. That's a bechiddush. Normally, you learn Beishamay solution means that we don't pass like Beishamay. Nothing to do with whether they're mekel or machmer. The Tais Chodash in the Mishnah says he brings places in Gemara where you really can't learn that way. You have to learn the other way. The Gemara says, something I'm hold this way, something I'm hold that way. And the Stam Mishnah is Yitziyu. But the interesting thing is, this is what the Rambam says in Pirish Mishnayis. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah, in Yal Chazaka, paskins Yitziyu. Not like the Pirish Mishnayis. But the Tur says, Kama Makansu, Eim Yitziyu Miyadam. That's what he says. And then he says, it brings the Pirish Mishnayis, and he says, I guess the Tur paskin like Abishol and Abshimin. And he brings in the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Mishayim V'Sheim Mitzin, which is the Torah in the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis. What's a bit strange with the Torah is that even if the Pirish Mishnayis says it, but the Rambam in Yad says Mitzin. And L'chayim, the Riff and the Rush also hold that way. They don't bring this whole Gemara. They just bring the Stam Mishnah. And the Chuvah of Rush is Simen Dal. The Beis Yosef brings in the beginning of Simen Kodavayim Vav, says Mefurish Mitzin. So why would the Torah be Seisim E Mitzin? The Bach says the Seif in the Torah. But there's a discussion about it. Now I want to discuss the Gemara, and the Rashi particularly. The Gemara's final, Rabbi Yechanan's final problem, the reason why he wasn't able to say that Harei L'chotzlo Misyamais, the reason why he said Achayis Eni Dei Mishanan, the Gemara had a pshat, which is Achayir Kutshtim, that we don't know which was Nefil B'Yishayna. So now that's after B'chotzlo Shvalei Misyamais. So what was Rabbi Yechanan's problem with this pshat was? If we don't know, so why is it Metziyim Miyadam? The Rishayna, I understand why you mitzi miyadam. He married an achay zekuka, but the Shniya maybe didn't. The Shniya maybe married. If the Shniya married the one that was neifel Rishayna, so it was hutchiv nesiv v'chazav hutchra. So Mela, we don't know that he married an achay zekuka. So Rashi throws in, and they say, why is it pshita to the Gemara? Why is it pshita to Rabbi Yechla by a suffik v'seim mitzi miyadam? He says it says that in Perik Ketzat, in the second Perik. We had the case where it was a suffik, which one of the sisters he married. Someone married Echa Mishtei Achayis. So therefore, and the halacha is that if the two brothers, one is chaylitz and the other one is miyabed, and then it says, come of a kansu emitzi miyabed. And why is that? Because it's a suffix if he had a chayzakuka. That was the case. He had Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Ruvain married Echad Mishtei Achayis. We don't know which one. So both of them need chalitza. If there's only one brother, so after he does chalitza, so the other one might be a suffix achayis chalitza. So mainly has the chalitza to both. But let's say they're two brothers. So one could do chalitza to one. And then Mimanashot, the other brother could be Miyabim or marry the other one. If she's the right one, then great. And if she's the wrong one, so she'll be achayis zekuka, but once his brother already did chalitza, and she's not an achayis chalitza to him, so he can marry her. Now let's say that didn't happen. Let's say they both got married. So it says, eimitzim yadin. And why is that? The Gemara asked the Kasha. Ay, the din is, but arba achin, we say mitzim yadin. So the Gemara answered, because each one is a suffix. Each one could say, I might have married the right one. I didn't marry an achayis zekuka. I married the right one. And if it's a suffix, you might have married the right one. So b'di'evad emitziyim miyada. And hainami suffiku, that's how Rashi says. So fekta b'kvega in the Mishnayis is really a chilek. Because there, the only reason why to be mitzi is because of a knas. Because at this point, at this point, when they both got married, so none of them is married to an achay zekuka. One is married to the regular yavama, and the other is married to someone who before was never a yavama. She was an achay zekuka, but either way, the yavama is already miyubim by the brother. She already had yibum, so she's no longer an achay zekuka. So why would you say meitzin? Only because of knas, because you married an achay zekuka. So ena chinami, really, you married her when she was a suffolk achay zekuka. But since you weren't over a vadi, it's only a suffix, so we don't say knas. But over here, where both of them were yevamis, so the one that married the shnia, I say it's the one that got yibum second, on the tzan that his was the shnia, not the rishayna, so she's still nesra. She's still nesra now. So it's not a raya for that gemara, really. That gemara is talking about where it was never nesra. One of them is a Yavama, one of them was never a Yavama. She was an Achay Zekuka, which was not a Yavama. She was never Nesra. So, Al Kopanim, she's certainly Mutter now. The Shaila was, you're going to give me a Knas for marrying her, she's an Achay Zekuka. But it's a Savak Achay Zekuka, you don't give a Knas. But here, even if on the tzad that I married the Shnia, not the Rishena, so it's not only I did an Issa B'Shas that I married her, she's still Asa now. She was Nesra. Alright. But he asked the Dedekasha. Rashi over there is Mavur, that the reason why we're makel by a suffix is because, on the worst eifin, even if it was taken isur, but now she's mutter. This is the words of Rashi there in Chavdalad Amin Aleph. Ilman aval hocha, zu sha'asim yishum achayse kuka lav yivama haisa. She never was a yivama. V'chipaga v'isra achayse kuka, v'chipaka isra achayse kuka, v'yibam achayse. And when the Issach HaSisha goes off, she's mutter. So Rashi makes a big point there. The reason why being mutter misafik is because anyway, at this point, she's mutter. And he means, oh, this is a knas, you don't do misafik. L'chari tzapella. This Gemara is mavur, you don't need that anyway. Rashi there makes the point, the reason why there it's mutter is because Lamaisa Gered, she's certainly mutter now. And this Gemara is Mavur. Here on the side that he was Miyam the Shnia, she's also now. And still the Gemara says mutter Makam Safik. As I said, and he vibes as a Tzarechi and Gadol. See, the Rishash, he's Ma'ir the Shaila Be'etzim, and he says the Gemara there is Mavur, even if they're both Kahanim, it's mutter. So you see that even though it's a Safik, and then in the case where two brothers, where two different people, each one married a sister, and they had two sets of brothers. So even though they're both kahanim, it's mutter. So you see that even though it's a suffix achayis chalutza, suffix nirabanan, it's mutter. So I'm not sure, maybe achayis zekuk is worse than chalutza, but the thing is, the main reason why Rabbi Kvega blind the tzar, then he writes, then he says that he found, he saw the Rabbi Kvega, and it's mirshal what he said, But Rabbi Kneges Kashmir is on Rashi. Rashi then makes a point of saying that the reason why it's mutter b'di'evit is because of Eretz Ta'ifin, she's anyway mutter now. And this Gemara is mefurish that by a suffix it's mutter even if she's not mutter now. And that's the Sarah Higal of Rabbi Kneges. One more Nakuda, the Arsameach has an interesting question. In the Gemara is mevur that when it's a suffix, it's mutter. And like we said, even though it's asa now, even though on the tzan, right, let's go over the case. You had two brothers married to two sisters, and the kamu v'kansu, they both were miyabim. So the first one was miyabim, zichadin and iser. Let's see it. But the second was miyabim, you don't know if it was asa. If the first one was miyabim, the one who was naiful first, so then there's Nesra, so he did an Isser. And like we're saying, it's still Isser. Now, Shane Cain, it's possible that the first one was Miyabin, the one that fell second. And he was Miyabin Beheter, Hutchev and Esser, Vachazev Hutchev. But like we said, but there's a Shaila, she might be Isser now. So the Chayyid Teretz says, Savadar Banu Lakuha. Vektar Samech in Kunch Zika, the end of Islamid. Why do you say she has a Cheskes Isser? A Cheskes Isser is Isser even by Isser Darabanan. So she was an Achay Zekuka at one point, and you have a Suffolk. Is she the one that was Neifel Rishayna, and therefore when her sister was in Siyabim, she became Mutter? Or is she the one that was Neifel Bishniya, and when her sister became the Siyabim, she remained Aser? So you know she had an Issa Achay Zekuka in either side, and now it's a Suffolk, when the sister was in Siyabim, did she become Mutter, and that's the side that she was Neifel Rishayna? Or did she remain Aser? That's a Shaz Nefeshniya, so she has a Cheskes Isser. Why isn't the Cheskes Isser the Peshit the Suffolk that she's still Aser? She was in Achay Zekuka. We have a Suffolk. Did she become Mutter by the Yibim of her sister, Hutcha Vanessa Vachazav Hutcha? Or did she remain Aser? Why do you say Cheskes Isser? So, Evidar Sameach, if a Maisa, if something is Becheskes Isser, and a Maisa happens, and we don't know if this Maisa is B'kayach to Mimata or not. You have a Gerish and Safak Karavla, Safak Karavla, whatever the case may be. You have an Erev Tchumen, which you don't know if it remained intact. Whatever the case is, that's called the Cheskes Isser. But here the Safak isn't on the Maisa for his matter. The Safak is on her. Which husband died first? Is she the one that the husband died first, or is she the one the husband died second? So the suffix on her. So chazakam, she was aser. If she's the one that the husband died first, so then she became mutter. If she's the one the husband died second, then she remained aser. There's no chazaka which one she is, the one that the husband died first, the husband died after. That was a mice happened earlier. Right now the other one became the siyabim. So if her husband died first, she became mutter. If her husband died second, she became Aser. There's no chazaka that her husband died second. That's a safek hashakel. And a safek hashakel, without a chazaka, you say, Sevadam Mekulam. That's the Arsameach's pshat.